This suit is asking the High Court of Ghana to make a declaration that the said directives breach our fundamental human rights, specifically the freedom of movement enshrined under Article 21, Clause 1G of the 1992 Constitution of Ghana. Secondly, we are asking the Honorable Court to make a declaration that the impugned directives of the President, the Ghana Health Service, and the Ghana Airport Company violate the statutes of this country, specifically Section 21 of the Imposition of Restrictions Act and Sections 21, 22, and 30 of the Public Health Act 2012 of Ghana, all of which do not allow the President or any agency, body, or institution to issue the kind of directives that have been issued in the manner they have issued the directives.
The government of Ghana has a responsibility to protect the citizens of Ghana and other foreigners who come to Ghana. The government said it's concerned about a surge in the infection rate of this coronavirus, particularly with the onset now of the Omicron variant. Doesn't the government have that right to protect the citizens?
The government, in fact, has the right and the power, in fact, the responsibility to protect its citizens. But it must do so in accordance with law. It must do so in accordance with the guidelines of the Food and Drugs Authority of Ghana. Because if you look at what the government of Ghana is doing, they are not seeking to protect the people of Ghana. They are seeking to undermine public health in a way that may lead to many avoidable deaths, if not checked. So what they are doing is neither in the interest of the public or public health at all. Because what they are doing is contrary to our own FDA's guidelines, the guidelines of the WHO governing COVID-19 requirements for international travelers, and even the contraindication guidelines for COVID-19 vaccines as outlined by the CDC of the United States of America and other reputable organizations. So, yes, they have a responsibility to protect the people of this country. But what they are doing is the very opposite of that.
My understanding is that Ghanaian citizens and residents abroad are exempt from this order.
That's not accurate, because if you check the directives issued by the Ghana Health Service on the 9th of December and the Ghana Airport Company on the 14th of December, a few days ago, they were categorical that all persons traveling to Ghana, including citizens who are 18 years and above, must be fully vaccinated before they can do so. And that if they don't have evidence of full vaccination, they should not even be allowed to embark on a journey to Ghana. The only exception they made for Ghanaian citizens was for the next 2 weeks, that's the next 14 days. They said, effective 14th December, any Ghanaian who desires to travel to Ghana from abroad can come if the person is not fully vaccinated. But they said that upon arrival, you will be mandatorily vaccinated. If you don't allow them to vaccinate you, they will send you back. So we are saying that no, you can't do that. Under no circumstance should you impose restrictions on the right of citizens to enter their own country. That is non-negotiable.
I'm sure you are aware that Ghana is not the only country that has issued such warnings or advisories for this.
Ghana may not be the only country. Ghana is the only country that has issued directives preventing their citizens who are not fully vaccinated from entering their own country.
I was just wondering, why are you also suing the Ghana Airport Company and the Ghana Health Service?
Because they also issued that unlawful, unreasonable directive. The directives were first issued by the Ghana Health Service. Then, a few days after, the Ghana Airport Company also issued the same directives. And a few days after, the president, in an address in the nation, reiterated the same directives. And so we are challenging all those directives because, like I said, they violate our constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. They violate the fundamental human rights of citizens. They violate our statutes, specifically the Public Health Act and the Imposition of Restrictions Act.
Thank you so much again, Mr. Jianfei. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thanks for having me. I'm most grateful for the time.